Blog Talk Radio.
Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord. Anybody feel it tonight? Spirit of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Oh, Spirit of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The power of
Good evening, everybody. Good evening, good evening, good evening. How's everybody doing this evening? How's everybody's day been today? We're having a little bit of a slow start getting moving, that's for sure. But that doesn't mean the Spirit isn't alive and well in all of us. Where's my family at today? Where's my messenger? I got to tell you, I had a great day today. I have been singing and praising and being grateful all day today. I have a family, young family member struggling with some things. And I was really humbled and blessed that she reached out to me and asked for some input and some guidance. And I just felt the Spirit alive in me today. That is for sure. It was a beautiful thing. I think the Spirit is alive even greater when you're giving it and sharing it, not just hogging it all to yourself, you know? So what else today? despite some quiet moments, I took advantage of some quiet moments, actually, and spent some reflection when this young woman asked me these questions, this cousin of mine who's really struggling. She had a lot of kids at a young age, has a husband with a brain tumor, lost her dad a year ago, my favorite uncle. Just got a lot on her plate right at the moment, and she's seeing a lot of darkness. But as we know, he brings you to it. He'll bring you through it, right? So I just, I thank God. I really, truly thank God that he gave me the words, the patience, gave me the mindfulness to be able to sit and speak with her tonight. I hope she gets on track. Best I can do is reach a hand, you know? Can I get a witness? Can I get anybody to co-sign with me? We're having a little connection difficulty. Maybe Florence is messing with some things tonight. That's what I'm fearing. The older I get, I was talking to the messenger not too long ago, and I was telling him that the older that I get, the more I realize that God is alive in me. Isn't that funny? It takes age and wisdom to come to that realization. I told him there's a book in me, there's a story in me that needs to be told, and he's been real supportive and pushing, you know, to get that on paper and get that told. I'm lucky to have Messenger on my side, that's for sure.
Yes, you are.
I know.
And thank you for doing a great job hosting this show.
Hosting or filling in a space? Nobody can fill your shoes, brother.
Well, I'm sure everyone knows that. But oh, man. So how's everybody doing this time? Well, everybody would just be you, Sister Purr.
That's what I'm thinking there, Brother Hodge. That's what I'm thinking. I don't know if you heard my story, but short version is one of my young cousins is going through some things. And I think I was telling Messenger, somebody, her Facebook posts have been rather dark recently. And and I just kind of felt compelled, you know, to reach out and share some things and try to help pull her back on the right path. She seemed to listen. She seemed receptive. All I can do is offer what I've been given, you know.
Sometimes and that's all anyone can do.
Absolutely. Go ahead. I'm sorry. My fault.
And most times that will be more than enough.
I agree. Sometimes you just need to know that voice, even if you can't see them or you can't, I don't know, you can't touch that person, you know, they're not in your sight, but just sometimes you need to reach out and just say, hey, I just need you to say hi to me. I just need to know that you're right there. And sometimes that's really all it is, you know? You're clinging to the edge just a little bit, and somebody says, hey, I need a fix. I need you to dial my number and say hello, and that's all I need you to do. And I think that's what she needed. That's what I felt she needed, you know? She's got a burden like everybody else does. It's her turn, you know?
That's a fact. We all go through it.
Yeah, you know, I'm just grateful, man. I'm just really supremely grateful that she reached out, and she didn't reach out to me. She just reached out. You know, you could have answered. Somebody else could have answered. It could have been anybody. But I'm blessed. I was lucky. I read it. I thought it, and I just reached out to her, and I think she really appreciated it. Made me feel good. I don't know if it had an impact. I may never know, but I felt good.
Just think about this. because you helped someone else, you felt good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, isn't
I
that
did.
What the, that's that godly spirit. That's what it's supposed to do.
Yeah, it did. It really did, man. It did. I was talking about that with Messenger not too long ago, you know, that I think part of it is as I get older, I think I listen to that spirit more. You know, I peace be still. You know, I take more moments to say, okay, what am I hearing? What is really going on, you know? And I don't know, maybe that's, you know, with age comes wisdom, with age comes gratitude. But I have a gratitude journal. I am blessed. I don't have a lot, but I am blessed beyond measure.
As the messenger tries to teach us, we're all blessed beyond measure. And it's wonderful when you come to the realization of that blessing.
I shared some stories with him, and you know, he said, I told him that I have a story to tell, you know, and he has been really encouraging and really pushing to get this on paper and get this down. And it's not so much that somebody would want to know about me. You know what I mean? I think my story is compelling, you know. It's
and as we teach, as we say that, it's not about the stories from hundreds and thousands of years ago. We are a part of a God that is right now. So your story right now, that's the ministry. When we just share how God's divine spirit that dwells in everyone was able to reach your conscious level and have you do a good thing.
I like that. You know, I have a so you I don't I'm sure you know, but you know, my husband died almost 20 years ago, and I haven't told Messenger this story, but the real short version is I took his ashes into the Tampa Bay, or I just told a lie, into the Gulf of Mexico, and at St. Pete's Beach in Florida. And it was an overcast day, and there were 10 of us there, and we all had our Flyer shirts on, Philly Flyers, you know, and went out into the water, and, you know, we all took ashes and threw them to the wind and, you know, did our own sort of memorial, highly illegal, by the way. And we're out in the water, and it was cloudy. And the last bit of ash, and I have it on video, VHS, if you can believe that. And the last bit of ashes, I dumped the bag into the water, and Ron's best friend and I dunked our head, like we swam with Ron the last time. And we stood up, and the people on the beach started yelling, our people started yelling to us, and we turned around, and a rainbow popped out right over our heads. Like the clouds parted and a rainbow, like out of nowhere. You know what I mean? And it just, and you can define a miracle however you want, but I'm telling you, that spoke volumes to me.
Well, we don't practice Catholicism. So,
wait a minute, you broke up. Can you say it again?
Yeah, but your miracle, your act of being connected, we don't need to have that proven. Just you need to know.
No. me and 9 people, his mother, his sister, we were there. Man, we were there. I have it on tape. It just, that whole day was filled with things like that. You know what I mean?
It's just a way of your letting you know that I'm all right.
That's exactly right. That's what I believe. I think he just said, hey, and I just think he said, I'm good. You know, I'm good. And then once we all kind of stopped and that moment, it was gone. It was gone. And a pod of dolphins swam through. I mean, come on, you know, just too many.
Well, again, it's never too many. And it doesn't take a whole lot. If you believe that you, the creator, was connected and he shared his vision of the gratefulness that he was about to bestow on your loved ones, that is a miracle by any account or any other measure.
Yeah, it was.
And it's beautiful
that
you... I'm sorry.
That's just what I mean. Like, I'm telling you, I'm blessed. I do a lot of things wrong, and I pray that most people don't know them, but I'm blessed, man. I am a really fortunate person.
And you know what, Sister Pearl? As long as that is your revelation, then you know what? It don't even matter. It don't, because we're all here to create our best life, not anybody else's. So if that moment was shared with you, you know, hold it dearly, because that's what it was. It was a dear moment.
I do.
You know, it's funny.
I really do.
Because tonight, excuse me, Brother Messenger was feeling a little under the weather, a little tired, actually. And we started not to have this podcast. And something just told me, again, listening to that spirit inside of me, to carry on without him. He don't even know we're doing this show right now.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm very serious. But your story that you shared with the audience tonight, it's just further validation that I don't need to meet in a congregation every Sunday. I don't need to throw money or because most of what they do is directed around money. So I don't need to throw money at them so they can try to take care of other people. God showed me that I can do it myself. In fact, he would probably prefer that I do it myself. Because when I do it myself, without a congregation, I don't need anybody to verify what I do or what I didn't do.
Or say that you were there.
Exactly.
You know, it's funny that you say it's around money. I am a member of a church here in town. And it's the pastor, or he goes by bishop, but that's a different conversation. But he's one of my Mason brothers, and he's a great preacher. I could listen to him all day. And he had a guest because it was his 10th anniversary as a preacher or something. I should have paid better attention, I guess. But I went to celebrate his anniversary. And you know, I always give an offering when I'm there. May not be the biggest, may not be the best, but it's an offering every time I go. And I was thinking about what you just said, that it's always tied around money. They took three collections that day, one for the church, one for the bishop as an anniversary gift, and one for the guest speaker, like a love offering. And I just, three collections in one service. I don't know. I'm sorry. That totally went off track, but.
You're right on track. Trust me when I tell you that. Because as we get closer to God, trust me, he will guide us, and he will not have us just giving money because somebody said I should. If you are a man of God, a person of God, why would you charge? And trust me, they do charge to come and speak and tell God. And the bigger you are, as far as titles, the more you're going to charge.
Yes.
If you went to a seminary, you come out of there with a title, and you kind of approach that like the doctors do when they're paying back their medical student loans. But let me tell you, if you're doing this for God, there's no reason to pay you. There's no reason to expect to be paid if you're doing it for God. But if you're doing it for yourself, then you want that pay like everything else that we do in life.
You mean,
but I'm here to
the preacher?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah. That the preacher needs to be paid. Okay. I'm talking on preacher right now. And you know, the bigger the audience or the bigger the title, again, when you invite these prolific speakers to your place of assembly, you're going to pay them and the entourage that travels with them. Now, somebody tell me, how can that be of God? If you can't afford that, then the most prolific preacher, you never get to hear them. Because they're not coming for free.
Right.
And that's a shame.
Well, they said it that they're friends, but I'm not buying it. Like, they came out of goodwill and friendship. Right.
Well, we can't tell you that I charged you to deliver this message.
Right.
So I have to tell you it's friendship. But you don't give me enough of a friend offering, I won't be back.
It's over.
It's over.
Right.
See, again, so once we learn, I don't need to fly you in. I don't need to invite you in. Because the message I have is a true message, and I can deliver that without any skepticism or anything else. You know, so I don't need that big entourage. I don't need the big offering. If I'm coming to tell you what God is telling me, you should be, when I say you, I mean that visiting pastor should be ecstatic to tell about the goodness of God.
To share that message, right?
Yeah, because he works differently in everybody. Again, we all are here to create our best life. So what God has done in that speaker's life is a revelation for me to enjoy. What God has done in your life by you sharing that story tonight is a revelation for everybody to enjoy. Because as I listen to your story, I'm willing to bet that there's somebody else that had a moment just like that.
Yeah,
it might not have started with spreading ashes in the water, but it started with, it might have started with a deep feeling that God came through and sent you a message to let you know it's all right.
I think you're right.
Huh?
And I think it happens more. I think you're right. And I think it happens more often than people even talk about, you know?
And you know, sometimes when it happens, it's so magnificent, it's so peace-binding that we feel if you were to tell somebody that, they would look at you as though you were crazy.
Wow.
Well, you know, they would look at you. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. No, you go.
They would look at you as, what is she on? And all you got to tell them, I'm on the right road because I got that connection that I don't need you to give me. In fact, you can't give it to me.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
God got me.
And that's bottom line. if this was a story, we would put a period there. I'm sorry, if this was a sentence, we put a period there instead of a comma or semicolon. Because that's all it is. God's got me. And when I know that God has me, I mean, no disrespect to anybody, but I don't have to succumb to your regulatory process of serving God. No, I serve him as he touches me.
Right. I don't have to go to church. I like to go to church sometimes. I like the fellowship. I do go. But I don't have to go to talk to God. I am amazed I'm just amazed at how many people don't feel that way. And I'm not saying they're wrong and I'm right. I'm not saying I pass no judgment. I'm just saying I'm surprised there aren't more people who feel that way.
There is more.
Well,
there is a whole lot more. And trust me, when somebody listens to this podcast,
I didn't hear you. When somebody listens to this podcast,
When somebody listens to this podcast, it's going to brighten somebody's day, because somebody else is going to say, I felt that. I've been there. And it's good for them to know that that's God. He's talking to you in a manner that only you should receive. Only you can receive.
I believe that.
And that's a fact.
I believe that.
It is. Yeah. But sometimes, again, we can experience things so awesome that before you would want to tell somebody, you would already convince yourself that there's no way they're going to believe this. But as we grow and get closer to the Creator, one thing you're definitely going to realize, it does not matter what they believe. What I do know is what I believe and what I felt.
Yep.
Hey, so as we bring our podcast, see, I thought you were in professor mode. As we bring our podcast to an end, I thank you for listening to you, Sister Purr. Me, you and I were the lone soldiers tonight. But again,
I needed to be on podcast tonight.
And this is why, as opposed to canceling, we had a podcast. Hey, everybody, listen. This is the co-producer of Haza Hutch Podcast on Blog Talk Radio. Check us out on Saturday night. The messenger and the full crew will be back. But I speak nothing but good things into the atmosphere for you tonight.
Amen.
And everybody should try echoing that sentiment. And let's all speak good things in the atmosphere, because we control it. So, good night. I'll talk to you on Saturday. And remember, we serve right now, God. He is in the moment that we're in. It's right now. So praises and blessings to everybody. And we'll talk on Saturday. Have a nice evening. Good night, Sister Friends.
Good night, co-producer.